Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now.
Bringing duggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see his girls, I'm throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing covers, dropping something. Turn a crime, we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on that. It's like a fucking repercussions, wickedness and witches. With the wicked shit, we getting wicked, wishes over the witches. How the fuck, we be living here at top of the man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we fake in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hate me, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will join us very shortly.
And I was actually closed up the fucking chat room. Oops. But I say we go to, I say we start things off with another track here. I say, I'm looking. The soundboard is giving me problems tonight. But let's go with ICP.
Go slow. You got an awful big dog.
Bitches get strong when I walk by. I don't know if it's my ass or maybe because I talk fly. But no lie, as soon as I speak to them, they all want me to screw them. I introduce myself, and panties start falling. No dinner dates, fuck stalling. Your girl, his wife, it don't matter. They all want this dickhole platter.
It's dangerous for any chick on my arm. All the hoes wanna cause a bodily harm. Maybe because I wear my jeans so tight. But they all fight for the right to fuck me all night. These hoes wanna kiss any time, any place. And have clown paint smudge all on their face. They steal my number, catch me on the internet. And tell me all how the netties are dripping wet.
Bitches hang around my home like stray cats. Trying to catch a motherfucker shirtless. Could be my profile or my haircut.
What?
But I turn sweetie poos into sluts. I take it in the burners, what the lady at the stove said. Chick up at Walgreens offering head. I'm like, whoa, and I'm getting free food up at Subway. Every bitch and her mama love Jay.
I can't help but bring these hoes. And they all wanna fuck me.
Judges sentence me to take time. I tell them all, make a single file, six lines.
cologne, right guard. I don't know, before they dick, yo, they fight hard.
Hoes love throwing they panties at me, poop stains and all, my brains and all. Is it my swagger, or is it my juice? Why? They want a piece of this rang nut pie. I could be itching my athlete's feet, and hoes be like,
oh, that's so sweet.
And everything translates to sex. Bitches begging me to flex my pack. Slipping me digits, turn around and ghost me. Fucking off 10 at a time like fucking Jet Li. Shit's ridiculous, I'm like, slow down. I got plenty of pipes to go around. Two are in the kitchen, three in the bathtub. I'm with somebody fat wife making mad love. Real women of the worldwide juggalos. You can ask my bitch, your mother knows.
I can't help but bring these hoes,
and they all wanna fuck me. Next up to me.
Another beer!
I'm so sorry, Jeff, but there ain't none left.
Come here, Luann.
What?
Closer.
What?
Come here.
What?
Ah! What do you mean there's no goddamn beer left? Damn it, you betook my beers or something,
no,
woman!
No, Jack, honey, I swear
then
it.
Shut that fucking kid up before he gets another whooping. Hello?
This message is for you, Mr. Jack Brennan. You 23, all expense paid trip, just for you. You just are headed first class to
Nevada.
That's right, bitch. Ash, Nevada. You are one of the few lucky big winners chosen to see the Dark Carnival's Gigantic Super Show. We can't give you all the details now, but we can tell you this. When you return from seeing the greatest show on earth, you'll be bringing home with you a check for $100,000.
Woohoo! I'm going to Ash, Nevada, bitch.
Now fuck you, and don't you fucking put your finger in the pussy back. always pissing off the Pope, made him run for cover. Jesus Christ wasn't born by the Virgin Mother. God took a giant shit, then he blessed that little turd bitch, motherfucker. I'm in the wicked shit. Fuck a bitch if she holy with some big shit. I'ma introduce the heart to the devil dick. Then I'ma hang her on the hook like the motherfucking dirtiest bitch she is. I got him lined up. This is better than two girls in a single cup. Better than the human centipede when she erupts. Cut a flesh from her chest down to a cut. All you see is blood and guts on the concrete. The smell of death and rotting flesh stains. Pussy gonorrhea and dead meat. Just like the slaughterhouse on to the next freak. Motherfuckers rise up, here comes the sheep. They got the eyes wide open in the slaughterhouse. Mean hooks hanging out, here comes the sheep. Blood letting hung up in the slaughterhouse. Blood pouring out the mouth, here comes the sheep. Red gun mutilation in the slaughterhouse. Dead souls getting trapped, here comes the sheep. Seven heaven riding flesh in the slaughterhouse. Slaughterers, where you at? Here comes the sheep. I'm a slaughterer. Make a bitch suck a dick before I slaughter her. And if she baptized a kid, bring her daughter here. I'll make her watch her own mama get cut like a slut, motherfucker. Yeah, I hate a fascist. Bible thumping motherfuckers and the Baptists. All the Catholic Christians become faggots. So I chop their bodies up, cut nuts, raging peace for the maggots. Like a holocaust, I'ma keep them in a cage before the slaughter starts. Let them ruin their own shit like a dirty hog. Then I hang them on a swing cut, motherfucker. Now where's your God? Come and follow me. I show you in the darkness of reality. This world fucked up, believe in the G.O.D. They're better off dead, mass genocide, slaughter up, here come the sheep. They got the eyes wide open in the slaughterhouse. Mean hooks hanging out, here come the sheep. Blood letting hung up in the slaughterhouse. Blood pouring out the mouth, here come the sheep. With gut mutilation in the slaughterhouse. Dead souls getting trapped, here come the sheep. Seven head and rotting flesh in the slaughterhouse. Slaughter us, where you at? Here comes the sheep. Bow your head.
Give me the loot, bad intentions will. I'm an outlaw. dead or alive. You hear me screaming, you be kind, murder west till I die. The devil ran some good out here, he got kicked. The gyms and weaver coasted through a 17-hour trip, staring at saloon doors when a whore screams, come on in. She drunk as shit, tried come smeared across the tent. I got the dance right aside the jaw. Hold out, Smith and Weston shouted out, lost call. Watch blood splatter, brains all over the wall. Kicked open the double swinging doors like what? Anybody trying to run is getting fucked with a bug. Now as you'd assume, everyone rushed for the door. I blasted a few rounds, about six hit the floor. Then everyone was stiff, rigid, soaked with the core. Even the 88 keys, the piano played no more. People in the back sobbing, just take what you came for. I reloaded up the gas to practice my aim some more. I'm an outlaw. Give me the money, give me the deeds, give me the bank, give me the loot. Bad intentions will be. I'm an outlaw. Wanted dead or alive. You hear me screaming, you be kind, murdering west till I die. I'm an outlaw. Give me the money, give me the deeds, give me the bank, give me the loot. Bad intentions will be. I'm an outlaw. Wanted dead or alive. You hear me screaming, you be kind, murdering west till I die. The whole bar went silent, filled up with gun smoke. But I sprayed the bartender, cause I hate to drink alone. I make my way to the bodies, pull out my spare pliers. Gold teeth coming first, cause it takes a little while. Go search every last fucking wallet, purse or pocket, taking everything. Chain smoke, watches and lockets, I got it. Bartender still there, stupid, he was not. Everyone else did, but he wasn't even shy. After that killing spree, I danced right on up. What can I get for you, stranger? He tried to choke up, four fingers of Jaeger and a pint of Red Bull. And by the way, my man, make sure the story is told. It's like a warning for the masses, bright, bloody and bold. The story of lyrical stuff, disgusting, it is yet to be told. Uncontrolled is the rage, so turn the page here to bang, fear the flames and watch it unfold. I'm an outlaw, give me the money, give me the deeds, give me the bank, give me the loot. Bad intentions will. I'm an outlaw, wanted dead or alive. You hear me screaming, you be kind, murdering west till I die. I'm an outlaw, give me the money, give me the deeds, give me the bank, give me the loot. Bad intentions will. I'm an outlaw, wanted dead or alive. You hear me screaming, you be kind, murdering west till I die.
Rejects, yeah, motherfucking Mad Max, 5 a.m. Bogus Twizz, yeah, yeah. Come with me, motherfucker.
I hit the concrete, walking got two tins, rock to my 2 feet, stepping to me. It's like stepping to a black Panther back in 73. I'm dropping you up on the floor, smash you in the face with Hennessy. My girl already did the motherfucker wrong, boy had the stitching cord cause of the shit. Now I'm walking to my car, spitting on the concrete, still have a tripping on my lips. So bitches wanna touch when I'm posting like I thought the concrete, gonna sell a drug. Hey, BCB, take this mic. I got the high from the buzz, hitting the mass pipe. Hotter than the cars, right in the spot. We all know what to do with the block. It's hot, if I'll stay out, make sure when you return, you got the AK out. So they know what you're all about. Drop it quick, then we out. Peace, kids.
Living life on the concrete, whoa.
Life on the concrete.
You up in the urban fields, kicking nerdy deals.
Life on the concrete.
Living life on the concrete.
Chance of living on the street is in the flip of a quarter. I'ma drop some cop, one and flip it, support him. Always gotta make it certain if the number's in order. Because on the C-O-N-C-R-E-T-E, deadly mistakes are made easily. Exterminators are always looking for weasels, G. So pound gravel if you see and heat. M-A-double-D, Max, R-E-J-E-C-T. We slice diamonds like DDP. Crack your skull on the street with a DDT. Staining pavement as you B-L-E-E-D. I can see your mind state like an EEG. I pledge allegiance to the S-T-R-E-E-T. Wanna cop the ill shit, homie, come and see me. I live on the concrete, it's always where we be.
Living life on the concrete, whoa.
Life on the concrete.
You up in the urban fields, kicking dirty deals.
Life on the concrete.
Living life on the concrete, whoa.
Life on the concrete.
Here to live it up and let the rest die. Face it, all reality is better than your best lie. 84, 95, any route when I talk. Hotter than mirages that be rising off the sidewalk. My fault, conjure up the cavity and cause teeth. Blame it on a reject for passing me to Palm Beach. 7 West, rep it, get the stepping up to R Street. We crack necks on and slam faces in the concrete and ball seat. Triple threat, the best, don't guess the maybe bit. Connecticut, connect with massive, massive, check the crazy clay.
40 seconds wrecking perspective, reppin' I'm raving shit. 98 accord, the same color as baby shit. I'm made for this. Haters never step in my arena, cause they glow like an idea, hazing cocaine. I see the flow, rock, keep it concrete up in the speaker, getting hostile. 5 a.m. collabing for a heater.
Life on the concrete world.
Life on the concrete.
You up in the urban fields, kicking dirty deals.
Life on the concrete.
Living life on the concrete.
Life on the concrete,
concrete, concrete, concrete, concrete.
scared that you turn in too soon. You'll be fighting a balloon. Tick-tock, listen to your inner drop. Feel the warmth of your blood, call the first layer of your infested cock. Stop, drop, don't die, yeah, I'm trying out a new diet. Coagulated human blood, I'm gonna make your mother try it. Don't fight it, remember you're supposed to like it. You lie about that, you will hear some truth tonight, you're dying. I know your secrets and your secrets know me very well. It's not fair that in my brain is where their forces dwell. Rotten hell, cause here on out, it is fuck you. You don't trust me, shit, I don't trust you. I know your secrets and your secrets know me very well.
Sickness, skinny, sick, bitch, I am the legend. addition to this sick shit.
Yes, I saw your pictures, going 45 with the picture. Those bitches doing switches, throwing up season of the figure.
You're bound to get to my message,
I'm found way after the wreckage.
My style will leave you so
breathless, take you down into the restless. Where these demons follow me,
through my path of harmony.
Way too much, they vomiting.
To the free, he follows me.
Now I'm digging more than flesh,
more than skin will meet the rest.
Still with distance, maybe less.
Still I travel at my best.
I'll give you what you deserve.
Bend over and bite the curve.
Hold it tight, cause this my hurt.
Time to get my people stirred.
Better know who wants the shit.
Start repeating steady sets.
Still officially a click.
In your face with hollow tips.
I'm not right, and if you're mine,
in person you'll think I'm fine.
But good, you still have some time.
Get your ass up in line.
I'm partial to all your bullshit.
Attracted to all the cool shit.
So homie, think I won't pull it.
Then better just be a stupid.
Lost in the head.
Cause I walk with that sickness.
Lost in the brain.
Buzzing off your chin, I'm too dope. Switch my shit up, nope, for these hands to grow posing bitches. Oh, nah, everybody thinks they shit so wickedest. Then whole spitting wicked shit is ridiculous. Back off, jack off, y'all ain't spooky. But in my CDs like the delicious cook. From Sicily, France, back to Bangladesh. Ain't no fucking buddy about to hang with this. Fans get punched in the head with a bass drum. Rhyme at the rhyme, head butt in your face some. Fuck off, diss shot, spin my nuts. Y'all be sucking more dick than sluts. I'm cracking this city in half with the scrubness. Fuck the fuck off, the hoop in the bump this. Band for my beats, Mike Clark and me both booking your cheeks. The stage, the mic, and a juggalo on me. Hoes climb up and try to grind on me. Any dumb freak trying to steal my stage gets punched in the ass and kicked in the face. Fuck your dress code, I swing my balls. Fuck your restroom, I'm pissing on walls. Security's looking like weak ass wrestlers, petting kids down like child molesters. I'm sick of this bullshit, I'm Shag the Clown. We cut the craniums off, then drag them around. You know me when I drive by, muffler sparks in the little yellow bus packed full of retards. And we off the charts, under the radar, deep in the dark. That's where the real juggalos are. My shit and get shot in the back. You ain't gonna be the first bitch I smack. The clown walk boogie, I mastered the move. Cutting through wiggies with something to prove. I'm who? Us? Me? Shit, please, lick these. You're a shagamaniac, you can't ignore me. And tell your mom to fucking fuck off for me. Fucking these hoes, they trying to take pictures of the Southwest Strangler. Windpipe Tangler, I've gone too fast with an inch of poop. Feet on your face is the only proof. Fuck off, that's what I tell the earth. I've been running with the hedger from the day of my birth. So who the fuck you think you fucking with? You can fuck the fucking fuck off, bitch!
two-faced prick with hell to fit. What's real is real, and I'm never to the fight again. Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing. What's real is real, and I'm never to the fight again. Swing, bada, bada, swing.
Fuck me for the last time!
I won't hesitate to bleed you, leave you rotten in the sticks. Masturbating to a YouTube shit while I'm loading up a long gun. Who's that knocking on my door?
You got the wrong one.
You won't leave my property, I put that on my young son. I wanna see your blood spilled on some white sheets. I love it when the victim says, why'd you bite me? I leave them cold like a cherry flavored icy. Dump them in the river, let them swim with all the spicy.
Thinking about a way to murder you. Through our hands, a cold from trade, just go.
this mess of truth. What's wrong with you, like Michael Myers, leave you dead and blue. We sit around thinking about all the ways to murder you. Through our music, we'll portray just some of the few. We're addicted to horror movies, bitch, this much is true. What water you, like Michael Myers, leave you dead and blue. Bananas, looney wheels, and innocence is what I put up in. Speaking of little arsenic in your morning tea. Does it hurt to pee? You can call me Mary Ann. Cause full on people death until your guts are all rotten. As he puts a shout, I'm gonna slip out the back door. Out into the night, off to go and kill some more. I'm on a can of K, have a knife on your toothbrush. Watching you have a heart attack, give me such a rush. Toxicology report came back negative. I'm on the move again, and it's only just again. Infected or injected, put a little arsenic in your blood. 7 to 2 hours of you on the floor, puking blood. Put some hemlock in your blood, it'll do your body good. Become paralyzed, leave your body still like wood. Taking out the garbage is what we're here to do. And poison is a way I'm gonna murder you. We sit around thinking about a way to murder you. So I'm getting full of my guilt, we're addicted to horror movies, bitch, this much is true. We're fired to you like Michael Myers, leave you dead and blue. We sit around thinking about all the ways to murder you. Through our medical portrayal, just some of the few. We're addicted to horror movies, bitch, this much is true. We're fired to you like Michael Myers, leave you dead and blue. We sit around thinking about all the ways to murder you. Through our musical portrayal, just some of the few. We're addicted to horror movies, bitch, this much is true. We're fired to you like Michael Myers, leave you dead and blue. We sit around thinking about all the ways to murder you. Our music will portray just some of the few. We're addicted to horror movies, bitch, this much is true. We'll slaughter you like Michael Myers, leave you dead and blue.
We got a request out here with the sunshine shining out in the hood. Say they want to hear something sweet, something to watch the sun go down to. So turn your shit back up for this one right here, Sunset Ride. Here it goes.
It's 80 degrees in the D, let the night begin. Rolling to the pig, picking with a gang of friends. 40 ounce fat sack, pocket full of ends. In the hood, sunset, riding work's put in. It's time to kick it with the homies that be down for life. And reminisce for all the riders who ain't here tonight. So get your tank filled up, cause it's time to roll. With my sound full blast and a bitch to go.
$20 on pump two, turn it down, bitch, fuck you. I like to crank my damn loud as I can, understand? The sun is about to set, got me a 40, finna get wet and ghost riding to the barbecue to smoke with ghetto vets. I'ma fix me a plate with potato salad.
Didn't miss one spot, and the smell of them cute ribs is thick in the air. Take a pot shot to them cops, and don't nobody care. The game's on the tube, a circle of fools rolling dice. Got a little something on my arm, and that little something's nice. Besides the glare of chrome, hardly see my whip all black. Tonight seems so right, even grandma tipping back.
Truck black, right here, where the gap, right here. All my riders, if you with me, where you at? Right here, I'm a gangster. Even when the sun shines, and when it goes down.
Like a serious stretch, pair of kicks, G-stars, and it's time to dip. Grab the AK and the MP5. When the sun goes down, you know these thugs get live. But I ain't out looking for no drama in the hood. If you keep it real with me, then the shit'll be all good. I'm just headed to the barbecue over at my Mondem's. Kick it, eat some chicken, fill my cup to the brim.
Hot wax mode, and my truck's all clean. To my host house, I must be dreaming. On the fire, 40s in the fridge, and a mama's got
kinda shitty but get it. After the food, I take it to a movie. Unless I pass out first to get excused. Backyard lawn chair receiving a Hummer. Sunset riding, I love the summer.
Truck black, right here. Where the gap?
Riding clean, flying with my rims and system. Sunset riding on a mission. Got the chicken head scattered to the park, nothing's missing. Cause the rider's showing up, so the party with goons. And it's all going down under the moon. The cue's going on. Look, you're up. Got that weed brewing, stir up. So hurry up.
And at the end of the day,
I ride off into the sunset.
I ride off into the sunset.
You're still listening to 187.bitch. Welcome back to Rider Radio, motherfucker. It's been a long day of riding, and you know you're tired. Now you know you done spent your whole day washing and waxing your ride, working, busting your ass for the middle class, maybe cutting your grass, or just sitting back and smoking some grass like a true player. Where the sun's going down off on the horizon, so it's time to get live and unwind. It's a real cool 95 degrees outside, and it's hot enough to cook an egg on a hooker's titty. But you know how that go. I just took a caller, told me that it's sweet outside. I said it might be a titty, or maybe it's just that open pit, Casey masterpiece, or that baby rays on the glade. Gonna brush me up, Mr. Dr. Barbecue on the grills of steel. Maybe you can fix a plate for your big homie. Don't forget to fix one up for me. Sweet daddy, you know the rest. Call me coconut, backdoor rider, finger in your butt, you feel me? She did, don't sweat it kid. The game is a work in progress. And right now, we all finna take a lunch break. Go ahead and get saucy. We'll be right back on 187.bitch. Rider Radio. Crushed pineapple galore, baby.
Rainy, it's foggy, it is so, so cold. I'm running so low on dough, I'm so, so broke. I'm lonely, my girlfriend won't hold me. What have I become? I'm a loser, I'm a phony. I'm losing all my homies lately, I don't even know me. No one took and sold me, and no one can control me. Maybe I'm addicted, cause when I get lifted, my spirit shifted, and then I'm thinking that I'm gifted. I'm so crazy, back and forth, schizophrenic, maybe, I don't know. All I know is when I blow the dro, I'm good to go. It heals my soul, now I can face the world, embrace the world, and remember, never ever chase a girl. Learn to make a change and try to maintain. No wood grain and candy paint, but I got Mrs. Mary Jane. She takes away the pain, so I cannot complain. Just put the pot up in the bowl every day to stop the rain.
Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like this hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and how I smoke this pain away. Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like this hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and how I smoke this pain away.
Fountain of imperfection, my connection to affection is a cold embrace, attached to a sour face. No love for me, I'm ugly, I'ma smoke the pain away. No cuts for me, I'm bloody, and these scars are here to stay. Carry them lightweight through the world, I'm on a mission with my faith being the outcome of all my decisions. And my wishes are just that, figments of all my dreams, a chance to turn a chaotic life and make it serene. I'm a dreamer in my own right, without a question, imaginative assassination, just like I'm John Lennon. People desecrating my grave with no respect. Smoke one for me, shit, smoke three, I'm stressed. So much smoke in my
my cash and going nowhere fast. I got just enough to function cause I'm smoking on grass. Catch me up in the pad, missing the chances I had. Reminiscing on the bad, hoping I can buy a bag. I'm smoking on a blunt, got a problem, roll it up. Mama tell me that I'm special, but I keep on fucking up. My lady say she love me, but I see she's had enough. Keep my feelings bottled up and hope she never brings it up. The pain of thinking different would be way too much to handle. Some people live in Disney World, a smile in Orlando. My life is filled with misery, I'm singing a soprano. The hurt I feel is real, so I rap over pianos. Pass another joint so I can puff away the pain. It's way too late to change the thoughts that's running through my brain. Ain't no solving my problems, only arguing through it. So I smoke a blunt of chronic instead of swallowing bullets. Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and how I smoke this pain away. Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, cause nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and how I smoke this pain away.
I sit in cemeteries, holding it down, watching the raindrops of my reflection hitting the ground. I see an angel pointing my direction, wearing a frown. I feel the pain, but it ain't the thing I can do for her now. I feel strange, so now I'm just letting the smoke build. I got enough pressure to deal with, death's on the real pimping. I can admit it, I'm addicted and all that. The weed keeps me from killing people who wanna laugh at. Instead I give you them axe tracks when I'm waxed. Magic is black like a blunt, I'll split your backpack. Might even kidnap your little rat. So thank you God for the weed, cause it's helping me get past that. I'm on the fast track to hell, that's what they telling me. But I just tell them all to fuck off, ain't no helping me. That's why I seldom see friends and family. For me, my kids don't even like me. Fuck it, homie, roll the weed.
And we are back. Ghetto Man, what did you think of Z Nation?
I think it's just like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, except I think the zombies in this one actually move faster.
Well, I don't know. It's not too bad, though. At least they got zombie babies.
Yeah, but that scene was fucking nuts, dude. Fucking baby turns into a zombie and starts running around everywhere.
Well, I didn't really see that part, but I saw during the previews that they had zombie babies. I saw the human baby they found, but I didn't see when it was a zombie.
Yeah, the human baby is the one that turns into a zombie baby.
And apparently you can get bit by zombies and still be human.
Yeah. And apparently, you know, like when a baby turns into a zombie, they're able to fucking run.
And now they got this Town of the Living Dead coming on too.
Yeah. Good.
I guess these shows are really gonna give Walking Dead a run for their money.
Hell yeah. And of course, I was watching that fucking Spartacus show.
You can't watch that. It has nudity in it.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't know, man. I really can't take the new guy as a serious character, though.
Nah, I can't either.
He's trying to save the world. All I can think about is play that funky music.
Man, I think the funniest thing, though, that fucking show is Spartacus. If you notice, every horror movie they put on sci-fi, they don't show that much blood. This show but Spartacus is bloodier than fucking anything. And they show it.
Because it's not a sci-fi show.
Actually, it is. It's on sci-fi. It's on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, it's on there, but wasn't it on some other channel before?
No, I think this one was actually on Sci-Fi.
Because there was one before this shit, and that was on a different channel.
I know there was Blood and Sand that was a part of Stars.
I don't know. I don't really care to watch that show, though.
But then you got the this one, which is Gods of the Arena, which is a Sci-Fi original. Oh, wait, no, Mon. Gods of the Arena was on Stars as well. So, yeah.
See? That's why it's bloody.
Yeah, but then they switched it over to fucking Sci-Fi for some odd reason.
Well, they're not just going to make it non-bloody since you're used to seeing it in a bloody TV show.
True.
Now we just sound like we're fucking from England.
Damn it, Angel, you bloody bastard.
Yeah, so, could you tell the difference between Dolph Ziggler and R. Ziggler?
Not really.
That commentary was so bad for that match.
Yeah. Man,
and then
man,
the referee turns around like, "You're not in the match, get out."
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even think I saw that part yet. But I mean, because of that.
It's funny as hell during that Divas match or whatever. Even my mom caught on that there was a lesbian storyline going on. Like, people don't usually pick up on that. I was like, yes. Although, one of them isn't gay.
Hell yeah, seriously.
It was funny as hell because Paige used AJ's submission hold.
Yeah, and then fucking Paige came, and then AJ came into the ring and used Paige's finishing move.
Yeah, what the hell is that shit? And then they were making fun of Nikki Bella. That was great.
Yeah, really.
Like, you're Nikki Bella?
What the fuck
See
was
later,
that?
See later, Brie. I mean, Nikki.
What the fuck was that stupid bullshit that with fucking Mark Henry and Rusev?
You didn't enjoy the international arm wrestling match.
Yeah, because those always go over so well.
Yeah, I was just talking about how John Cena was out with a shoulder injury, came back, and was fighting Mark Henry in one of those, and then he gave him the FU. Magically.
Yeah, but I mean, but then of course you got Lana who just fucking throws the fucking powder and fucking it's fucking Henry's eyes and then he's dead.
Yeah, I was like, well, what's gonna happen now? Is he gonna get kicked? But no, then she threw a chalk at his face.
Yeah, and then he gets kicked.
Yeah.
But hey, look, Dolph Ziggler and R. Ziggler, aka R-Truth.
Yeah, how could you confuse those?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, I'll be there again. You know, Miz has his stunt double.
Yeah, but this is worse.
R. Ziggler, what the fuck, though? Seriously. Hey,
yeah.
What the hell?
R-Truth and Damian Sandow both hit rock bottom.
Hell yeah. Oh, then again, R-Truth been at rock bottom for the longest time, ever since he lost the fucking John Morrison.
Well, he was still a little, you know, up there. Further than Damian Sandow. But now he's back.
I mean, R-Truth, yes, I understand, because he's been there for a long time. But Damian Sandow still technically new. Gave him a fucking title shot and make him a damn champion before you make him stupid.
I guess I really didn't like him that much, because whenever he won the Money in the Bank, he should have been able to become champion right there, even if it was for a short run.
Exactly.
But no, we can't beat Cena. But it's good to know that the last match didn't end in a spear.
JBL, Cole are absolutely stupid because apparently they can't tell the difference between Ziggler and fucking R-Truth.
Yeah, he calls him a moron. So how would you like to walk up to a lake and find it filled with zombies that suddenly get up and chase you?
That was just one of the best parts of that fucking show.
What I want to know is why the motherfucker didn't shoot him in the head before he got up.
Seriously. But hey, you know, it's definitely good to see Anastasia Baron in a fucking show again.
Who the fuck is that?
She's the one that played. What the fuck was her name? Let's see. She's the one that played Addie, that chick with, like, the red hair.
The girl with the baseball bat.
Yep. Anastasia Baranova. That's her name. It's been a long time since I've actually seen her in a fucking show.
Well, it's probably the last time you're going to see her, so too. She's going to be like that other girl in The Walking Dead.
I think the last time I saw her, the first time I ever saw her was back in 2002.
they put that Rosita girl on there one episode, and boom, she was gone.
Yeah, seriously.
Now you got this show. That girl, how long is she going to last?
She better last a long-ass time, because she's fucking sexy. And she's Russian.
And she's Russian. It doesn't really help.
Hey, it definitely helps. I mean, she's from Russia. You know, she's got a sexy ass accent, you know, off the
show. Man, I'm tired of Russian shit right now. Fuck her.
I would love
about Russian shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind fucking her, though.
So where the fuck is that angel motherfucker?
I don't know. He just left the room.
You can talk to your bitch all day long, man. Why you gotta wait until now?
Yeah, seriously.
If that's the case.
Yeah, stop talking to your girl.
That ain't his girlfriend again, is it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm also dating my computer as well.
Man, you might want to get some fucking help with that one.
I'm like, oh yeah, baby, let me shove it in your USB port.
What the fuck, seriously? Oh, man. But nah, man, do you remember the channel, Discovery Kids, yeah, Discovery Kids channel?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, man.
I don't watch Discovery.
Well, no, because there was a show on there called Scout Safari. That's the show where I first saw Anastasia on.
Let's see. Well, this is the first show I saw her on. Look at that motherfucker, just ran him over in the truck.
Actually, let's see. She was also in Seventh Heaven, Lizzie McGuire.
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. 2005, Ring Around the Rosie. as Lizzie Wheeler.
I've seen that show. I've seen, what was the other show you said? Lizzie McGuire. I've seen that shit. I remember this girl, though.
Yeah, she was just like a part in it.
She had a very small part.
Yeah, she was in season 10, episode 4 of Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, I'm supposed to remember that.
Let's see, other shows that she was in. Veronica Mars, Malcolm in the Middle. Drake
Man, I keep seeing that movie everywhere.
Actually, man, if you you remember Drake and Josh, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode where Drake got married to some random chick?
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
It was season 3, episode 3, we're married in, it was Josh who got married to, some chick from fucking Udania, whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that blonde chick, that was the blonde chick.
I don't remember what she looks like on there, but, I remember that, though.
Yeah, that was her. Now she's in Z Nation, being chased by zombies.
Nickelodeon, it's a sci-fi.
They went from fucking Disney, the fucking Discovery. To whatever fucking episode Joan of Arcadia was on. To Nickelodeon, The Seventh Heaven. And finally all the way up to fucking sci-fi.
Our first adult show.
Yeah. Actually, our first adult show was 90210 when they brought that shit back.
Ain't nobody watched that. Maybe the first time it was on. Not when they brought it back, hell no.
Yeah, she's 25 now, too.
You're a hater.
The only thing you heard from JBL, you're a hater.
He just said it really loudly right there. It was disgusting.
Art Ziegler's dead. Look, they made Mizdale. I'm going to get pinned. Fucking Ziggler's like, get one out. You know, he's probably confused as to which is which.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should go with a truck.
Yep, sounds good.
So let's go with Twisted Respirator.
side effects from trying to balance my soul while I keep dividing it. I try to get back up when I slip on banana peel situations. Develop optimism, the error kind of feels like breathing in exhaust fumes while exhaling the hate of so many days gone bad. It all seems to fade and dilute and pollute and contaminate the breathing air. I'm taking breaths in moderation.
And we are back. Angel said he'll call in. He'll call in 15 minutes.
What good is that?
I don't know. And damn it, we don't want to see Jerry Springer die again. Yeah, so much for the intervention. Yeah, right there, King.
Welcome, my guest, Nikki Bella. Nikki, what kind of effect do you feel the Jerry?
Oh, he's quiet, so I think we go to another truck.
How about you?
How about Tech 9? The calling.
Back to the drinking, soaking, wet, every bottle's open. Can't believe it, I'm occasionally smoking. Again, with a deep and cloudy ocean. I'm in, have a lot of trouble coping, my friend. I'm surrounded by folks when they loving me the most, and the goat is really croaking. Within, thought I was Superman. The truth was, I used to be clean as a loofah, and I used the coup to grab with the booster hand. I lose the land, if I trip, I bruise the fans. I dream of stopping, but greed is knocking. They're filling me fully from KC to Auckland. Proceed with caution, heat exhaustion. If I keep it going, I'm gonna need a coffin.
Fallen from grace, tell them I try to wait, but they're too late. I can see when this pain will fade. Oh God, heaven is calling my name.
I feel their pain coming from inside. My people had the same, drinking and then died. Brain, I'm sinking within pride. Drinking for lunch and I'm drinking for dinner. I'm nothing but a lush when I'm pushing a printer. I seldom remember the 8th of November. Cause I be going so hard, I'm always on the bender. I got money, I got cash. So put your unlimited amounts, I got stashed. When it got bad, I went out and got trashed. When I hit glad, what you think to my glass? I gotta catch me, I'm falling. Not a limit to a young brother balling. Gotta let go of the weight I'm hauling. When I look in the mirror within my eyes, I'm headed for that calling.
Forever takes me away. And I fall in some grace. Tell them I try to wait,
chose to ban my clock on the land on a hella great night. I know when this is my calling, so I gotta try to miss that calling. I can haul and you twist that fix, I can hit that thing, I better quit that stalling and stop. Feeling real gaudy, I'm mixing my liquors, you gotta get me at the party. Naturally naughty, please help us feel trapped in better than psycho body.
Back. You know, I gotta say, Jericho and Reigns look a perfect team. The loss is forgotten, completely useless, teamed up with the absolute useless who only does two moves.
Yeah. They don't have to try. They don't have to try. They always get the win.
And Ghetto, I think you should freeze your eggs.
Fuck. Yeah, that's not possible.
Sure it is, man. Just go down to the fridge, take a couple eggs, and stick them in the freezer.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, bud.
It's funny as hell that dude pulls out a small knife, that chick pulls out a fucking machete.
Yeah. And yeah, but this is definitely one of the best fucking shows though.
What's that?
D-Nation.
It's not too bad for a zombie show.
Yeah, man, did you see the baby that just turned into a zombie?
I didn't see it turn into a zombie.
Give it a minute. Your turn. Yep, there goes the shotgun. Just blows the motherfucking brain straight out. There's a baby. And I'll be turning into a zombie very soon. And watch, just watch how fast that shit moves. For a fucking baby zombie.
I guess you get speed when you die.
Yeah. And you automatically able to walk when you're a baby, too.
That, too, yeah.
See, I think the Walking Dead should take tips here. Turn Judas into a zombie.
Zombie babies.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's definitely something new.
That's what they should have did. Whenever Lori died, they should have turned the baby into a zombie.
But no.
But instead, they just carried it around.
Yeah, seriously.
Guy's really fucking these people up with this hammer.
Hell yeah, he is, man.
And at least on this show, they look dirty like they've been stranded. The Walking Dead men are all, you know, clean.
It's so true.
They're all clean as shit, like, you know, nothing's even going on.
Yeah, I know.
Except for Daryl, he's one of the, you know, like, the dirty friend.
And fucking dude that got bit like 8 times, you know, still not a zombie. He was like The baby phone, shut up. Yeah, he finally shut up alright. Cause he only had to say something, he started crying. There we go. He's weak, but he's hanging in there. Yeah. And now the baby's a zombie. I don't think the fucking thing got bit.
Because it didn't. Unless that's why the baby was still there. Unless that's why the baby was in the core.
Nah. Yeah, probably. Fucking pussy. Kill the baby. I can't. Why the fuck are they arguing about who kills the baby? Just kill the damn thing. Hey, see that man fucking zombie baby just fucking charges right at him.
There you go. I saw this T-shirt. It was for Pet Sematary. It had a picture of Gage on it. It said, I don't want to be buried.
Hell yeah. 12 monkeys.
I probably would have got that, but, you know, it ain't going to fit me.
Yeah, probably not. Let's see.
Probably not. You fucking trying to say?
You fat.
Yeah, that's why the size wouldn't fit me, asshole.
And what size would that be?
I don't fucking know. I didn't look because it was small. I didn't even care. Who the hell sits in front of their computer just banging their head like it?
That blonde bitch. Hey, look, a Pet Sematary t-shirt. I put the fucking dead cat up on there. I hear that fucking shirt.
And what's that?
Pet Sematary's got Gage on it and says, I want to play with you.
I want a Resident Evil t-shirt that says, you're all going to die down here.
They probably have one of those somewhere.
I want that shirt. It got to be somewhere.
Let's find out. Umbrella Core. Let's see. Exterminate the infected? No. Damn it. Give us the Red Queen.
She's watching you right now.
She probably is. They're all going to die down here.
Next thing you know, your mother turns into the nemesis.
And that'd be absolutely disturbing.
I have to activate Project Havoc.
Man, I don't think anybody wants fucking Project Havoc activated. Shit, man, might as well fucking create your own fucking Resident Evil fucking shirt.
What, nothing came up for that?
Nope. And I'm looking on fucking eBay.
There's like some just random t-shirt pages out there. And there was that shirt that said, if Bray loses, we Wyatt.
Hell yeah.
And then they had a Bray Wyatt t-shirt that says Wanted, you know, like a Wanted poster, like Cactus Jack and shit.
Yeah. Where's the baby? Dead.
The baby ain't dead.
Well, technically
ain't nobody killed that baby.
No, not yet.
That was she holding the door shut for.
I don't know. Hey, look, somebody actually made a shirt like that, man.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Never mind, it doesn't even say that. It just says, other super shit. There we go. Motherfucker, I don't want white. I just want to see it in Zoom, motherfucker.
Why does the black guy gotta go kill the baby?
I don't know. But someone up on fucking Etsy did make a fucking Red Queen t-shirt. All it's missing is you're all going to die down here.
What is it, just a picture of that thing?
No, it's like the bio has a fucking song with a, you know, a fucking queen from my fucking chest. And it says Red Queen Advanced 28th Generation AI Operating System. Umbrella Corporation, Dr. whatever.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for.
And of course, in quotes on it, like in the fucking item details, says, you're all going to die down here.
I commented that on Echo Endless and Teeny Fox's photo with all them people dressed as the Umbrella Corporation.
And fuck, I guess you're better off making your own.
Yeah, one day. Have it airbrushed on a t-shirt.
Yeah, you can do that. Resident Evil.
Now there's the damn baby again. Look at that, man. The fucking baby turned into a fucking adult. No, there's the baby. How come the black guy gotta die?
Yeah, seriously.
He ain't even make it past the first episode.
Hell no.
Well, that's a little racist. The damn baby killed the black guy.
Yeah, they didn't want him living anymore.
Like, we're sick of your shit. We're not going to California. And fuck this baby.
Yeah. Red Queen. Damn it. That's giving me Red Queen from fucking Alice in Wonderland.
They wasted a lot of bullets just to kill that baby.
Yeah, they did.
It's just a fucking baby there.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Oh, Angel's not going to call in. Past 15 minutes.
He got 5 minutes.
Yep. There we go. That's probably a good... This is probably a good fucking picture right here. Nah, I know. I want... Needs to be bigger.
This is fucking lady again.
Yeah, banging her head.
I want to see somebody do that in their hair, just be fine.
That's never going to happen. What are you talking about?
I'd say I'd try, but I don't have any hair.
Oh, bud. I guess this can work. Please.
Are you excited to see the maze, runner?
No. Looks stupid. And they keep coming out with all these stupid ass fucking movies.
You think the main person's name is Rick the Dick?
Possibly. Damn it. Like, I found a good one, but no. There we go. I don't know if I want to use the fucking GIF or not.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm making a shirt. I'm going to try to make a shirt here. With the Red Queen on it. And it says, you're all going to die down here.
That's copyrighted.
Oh, shit, I'm not going to sell it.
But you're going to make it and buy it.
Yeah, myself.
What was wrong with that lady's face?
I don't know.
It's like white and red. Damn zombies riding lawnmowers.
Yeah, seriously. They just stop doing that and just stay still to be killed.
Man, the damn grass isn't going to look too nice.
Man, it's going to be all uneven. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's just going to go down the yard and that's it.
Exactly. Yeah, he wanted off that. This is day one. Dumbass.
Day one of what?
I don't know. Being a fucking lab rat experiment.
Give him the stare.
Yeah, give him the stare. That's going to work out perfectly in this shit. That's not going to work out in this show. Give the zombie a stare. Oh, he's dead.
He got killed by a baby. The hell was the name of it? What was his name on fucking the new guy?
Dizzy.
This is Dizzy.
Yeah.
We're transporting a civilian named Murphy to California. Is he alive? Yes, he's still alive.
No, he's fucking dead.
I should find the Umbrella Corporation logo and put that on the back of the shirt.
Or maybe on the sleeve.
Man, that costs extra.
What
then
the fuck,
you know? Then plus, I'm supposed to know just on the sleeve, you have to call them up.
Why do you have to call them up to put something on the sleeve?
Because they won't do it on like online and shit. So you gotta call them.
That is retarded.
Yeah, I know.
Design a t-shirt, but you can't put anything on the sleeve.
Yeah, seriously.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Oh, this is actually a better one. Upload. And upload again. There we go. Let's see.
Man, they got like a military truck.
Yeah, I know. Kind of weird.
And I guess they got unlimited gas on this show, too.
No, no, they don't. There you go, Ghetto. He is giving you air through sunglasses.
What?
I said he's giving you the stare through sunglasses.
He's stuck in the Matrix. He's like, I am Morpheus.
Yeah, the white version.
Pick up your walkie-talkie if you want to get out. What the fuck is he doing? Ripping his teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh, big ass tooth.
Hell yeah, it is.
Hell, that ain't his tooth.
There you go, man. I tagged you on it.
Where'd you make this? Spencer's?
No, they don't let you do to make the front and back designs. I went to customink.com.
What are you talking about? Ain't that how you made your t-shirt?
Spencer, well, the first one, yeah, but then like the second one, I went through customink.com. Where they charge up the ass.
And then you put something on the back?
Yeah, and custom ink lets you put stuff on the back. Spencer's the one that you do on, they're gonna let you do the fucking front.
Yay. Well, look at that, Angel lied again.
Yeah, fucking faggot. Look at that, Jason David Frank and Tech N9ne.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, how about that, man? That's a movie. It was made in 2011. Got fucking Bing Rams in it. Rams, whatever you say his name. Aaron Manning, Leslie Ann Brandt. Who the fuck that bitch is?
Just some chick with her face crawling.
Yeah. And this is gonna probably be like fucking Z War or something like that.
Z War? What the fuck is that?
Isn't that what it was called? Z War Nation or something like that?
World War Z?
Yeah, there you go.
That movie sucked.
It really did.
I did not like that at all.
I don't think anybody liked that one at all.
Fast ass zombies and shit.
There are fast ass zombies in this one too. In fucking Z Nation.
Yeah, well, this is a better thing, though. I guess everybody's gonna try to make a zombie show movie now.
Yeah, probably.
Next thing you know, The Walking Dead disappears.
And if you know, fucking Saban's gonna make the Zombie Rangers.
Now, see, that would be interesting.
Where instead of fighting villains and evil aliens, they're fighting the human race.
There you go.
Make go, go Zombie Rangers.
Come on, it can't be as bad as that fucking song they made for fucking WWE Network.
Fuck, wait, they made a song for that shit?
Yeah, there was a damn fucking commercial or whatever it was playing during SmackDown.
I didn't even notice that. Probably like skipped it.
$39.99. Singing a song and shit about it. But they got that damn dude from My Name Is Earl on here. The black guy.
Yeah, Bing Ram. Oh, that dude.
And then they got that chick from 8 Mile on here.
Yeah, they got a lot of people up in there.
Is this movie any good or is it stupid, though?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
Here come the zombies.
Yeah, and they're all just skating around like morons. Which way did he go, George? Where did he go?
Are these zombies or is this the wrong turn?
Man, today he just shoots him in the leg and he's dead.
Zombies don't die or lose fucking head off. There you go. These people suck at shooting in this.
Yeah, they do.
Another one, motherfucker's fucking them up with a hammer. Yeah, right, dude, you didn't even shoot her head and the head flew off. It's like some video game logic.
Man, this is like WWE logic or something like that.
Fuck, it didn't even shoot. Oh, look, this guy's gone. It's because of your poor aim.
Yep, black guy's dead. I don't want him. He's white.
Look at him, man. Fucking him up with, like, an ice pick or something.
And then, of course, you get the black dude fucking, trying to fuck him up with a, wrench.
Oh, that's a wrench. I thought it was like an ice pick.
It's a wrench.
Because this motherfucker wrote a sledgehammer.
Yeah, Ving Rhames.
Fucking heavenly sword.
Yeah, man, he was in another zombie movie.
I thought that was Rick. Like, Rick, you're in the wrong place. You didn't even stab him. Bullshit. That was the fakest stab ever.
Yeah, really.
Even Sharknado had better effects than that.
Oh, man. Let's see. Ving Rhames is also in Dawn of the Dead. You know,
was he in Land of the Dead?
Let's see.
Cause that movie sucked.
No. Because the fuck he didn't make it that far.
Dawn of the Dead, at least that was good. And that was filmed in the mall out here in Monroeville.
But he was also in Day of the Dead as well.
Oh, he's going to eat you. Didn't he just turn into a zombie?
Yeah.
Well, why'd he die? Oh, there we go.
What's even funny about this one is like you actually see him turning into the zombie too.
What the? You didn't even stab him.
Bitch, you're terrible with the sword. Find a new weapon, like a frying pan.
She didn't even move that sword down to stab him in the face.
Like I
said, but he died.
She just switched to a fucking frying pan.
Probably can't cook either.
Well, if the zombies don't kill you, we're cooking well.
Well, something gotta kill you.
You got fucking Johnny Picard in this shit, too.
I don't know who that is.
Not the one talking. Yeah, spread your arms.
Spread your arms.
Yeah, but he's like walking around with it to make sure there's no bite marks. He's like, lift up your pant legs. Motherfucker, why did he lift up his pant leg for? I'm pretty sure the damn motherfucker's always wearing a bit through his fucking pants.
That's like whenever referees in WWE check people
that
before
dude,
matches.
Right there. Right there, the one with the fucking shoulder pads on. All right. Okay, do you remember the kid that played Noah and George Lopez? You know, the one that was pretending to be Carmen's boyfriend but was actually gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in this.
Is that that guy?
Yeah, that's Johnny Picard. You killed my best friend, who would have eaten me in a second. Yeah, the one there with the solar pads.
These damn people.
And what do you know? Even in this fucking movie, she dresses like a slut.
Who dresses like a slut?
Yeah, you know, the chick from there was an 8 Mile right there.
She was a junkie in that movie.
Man, she looks like a junkie in this one. Man, a slut at the same time. But, hey, I'm still poker.
Of course you would. Uh-oh. Daryl was here.
And if you don't fucking Daryl comes out, kills them all, takes their stuff.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I bet you when that fucking skinny black dude could probably end up like fucking Bob. He's trying to get everybody killed.
Well, that guy always does play some stupid characters. Where do we gotta go now? Eight Mile.
Yeah. B Rebel will say what's this fucking freestyle.
Yeah, we gotta go see B Rabbit.
And we'll give fucking Cheddar Bob a gun so he can shoot himself again.
Yeah. Where did you get that? It's my mom's.
Yeah, and shoots himself in the fucking leg.
Shot him. He shot his dick off.
Motherfucker, you can call for the damn dog.
Let's call for the zombie dog.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do.
Is he leaving food?
Yeah. He's leaving food, and then Vinny Ranch is, you know, scaring the dog off.
Look at that fake-ass fire.
Yeah, really.
Couldn't even afford real fire.
Yeah, they gotta make a stop so they can kill everybody. Yep, y'all gonna die down there.
Especially with that chick with that sword, because she can't stab for shit.
Hell nah, bud.
Uh-oh. They're going to cut into a lesbian scene now.
Oh, you know, might make the movie better.
See, look, they found a nice place to go.
Yeah, if you know, they get eaten by zombies.
I'm going to add my own storyline because I can't hear it. She's got to pee.
Yeah, and she's going to sit there and fucking just stare at the fucking pussy.
She's like, you need any help?
And she's a little shy, because she can't piss while filming, fucking staring at her.
She was like, here, look at my ass.
That was the worst lesbian scene ever.
did you not enjoy the piss scene?
No, I did not. And for fuck's sake, she had her fucking turn around.
That's how it starts. It's like, oh shit, it's George Lopez.
And this dude's just like fucking, let's get the zombie dog.
Yeah, finding random things on the street is never a good thing.
Hell no, man. We go to our dogs and get burnt. Yeah. Stay alert, stay quiet, stay on your feet. That's the best advice he's given so far.
But we go in this nice house right here. that also looks like the house next to it.
Yeah, but that's the worst house ever.
Just in case you wanted to live in the same house as somebody.
Yeah. Why is my key not working? Wait, I'm in the wrong house.
This is what a zombie junkie looks like.
He's waiting for his Netflix to crack. Oh, Grayson's gonna stab it.
he's good. He's safe. Maybe you should let somebody else go first.
Yeah, or give somebody else the sword.
Send the sledgehammer in.
Yeah, send in Triple H.
Pretty much. Where the hell did the junkie go?
he found his crack.
Come on, there ain't no way they snuck past that junkie. Oh, going to the liquor store.
See, I told you, Bob.
They gotta get a drink. Gonna get killed for some alcohol.
Yeah, he definitely will. Even though somehow, some way, Bob's lasted this long for some. I don't know how he did it.
Bob's gonna come out. Like, what do you guys need?
Let me see before he's like, they yell out, are there any humans in here? Motherfucker, you get all the zombies coming up your ass.
Are there any humans in here? Really? Then you get some zombie playing dumb like, back here.
Oh, exactly.
Wait, I thought that was a liquor store.
Apparently not. It's a sporting goods store.
Dude, the doors on the outside, but it looked like it would be a liquor store.
Yeah, it really did.
Got it. Let's buy a treadmill.
Yeah, so that way we can outrun the zombies.
Let's handcuff the zombie to the treadmill.
Yeah. That's what I was wanting. Use the fucking golf club. Four!
I think while they're there, they should get that girl a new weapon.
Yeah, get her a fucking frying pan.
Because the sword just isn't working.
Hell no, it's not.
When's the random sex scene going to jump in, like The Walking Dead?
Well, man, that was supposed to happen while she was pissing, but it never happened.
Because now they're going to find a random box of condoms, too, like Glenn did.
Hell yeah, they will.
I'm like, well, since we're here.
It just might happen. Yeah,
come look at this. Somebody left the light on.
Oh, sex scene's gonna come up between these two.
What the hell? Just kicked them in the nuts.
Okay, what is the fact that the zombies just came open the door?
Yeah, what the hell was that? Zombies can't open doors.
He opened up the door and they ran in.
Man, I just thought there was some random guy running in there. He had a hockey stick. Oh shit! Fuck it. Got him in the head with an ice skate.
Yeah, but he just threw it at him.
Damn. And then he left with a hockey stick.
Yeah, seriously.
Man, he's black. He don't play hockey.
Maybe he's Canadian.
What the hell is this?
Ah, Arrow.
Was that just Deathstroke?
Yep. Deathstroke was a part of season 2 for Arrow.
I see. Man, Kit Kats. I haven't seen those in forever.
And I see him at work all the time.
I'm tired of seeing Subway commercials, though.
Yeah. I already had my Subway for the fucking day.
Of course you did. Because you were brainwashed by this television.
Nah, I was actually planning on going in there, you know, to see a friend of mine that works there. But, yeah, no.
Did they give you a free sandwich?
Oh, no.
What kind of friend is that?
I don't know. Well, because she wasn't even there. So, yeah.
What the fuck is this commercial? Fucking Iceman.
Yeah. Stop playing with the ice, motherfucker.
What the heck? Why did he just take the chunk of ice?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Okay. And why is this fucking bear dude conducting a surgery?
I don't know.
Nothing on this damn channel makes sense.
You should not be operating while you're all drunk.
What?
I said you should not be operating while drunk.
It's true.
But you know, they don't understand that.
Promote alcohol for surgeries.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Is that a llama?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this channel?
I don't know, man.
I ain't never seen this many fucked up things in a row. Well, speaking of which, man, I just heard on the news earlier that some other football player is getting some shit because for child abuse.
Idiot.
For spanking his kid with a branch.
What the fuck?
Like, what?
With a branch for?
I don't know. What is wrong with these football players, though, man? They keep getting all this shit, beating somebody up.
Yeah, seriously.
Fighting dogs, beating wives up, beating their kids.
With branches.
With branches at that.
Just wow. I have Resident Evil. Evil
Hunter's Edge.
Yeah, with a brand new haircut.
What about Resident Evil?
See which Resident Evil movies I have.
I have the first two.
I got the first two, and I got Retribution, which would be like what the last the.
I got that one too.
Yeah, so that'd be like what the newest one.
But as for Afterlife, no. And what was the other one?
Extinction.
What was it?
Extinction.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Yeah, but I might get it anyways, just so that way I can, you know, again, add to the collection.
I saw some collection all on one DVD at, like, Target or some shit. It was all the Stone Cold movies.
Damn.
I was like, I ain't even seen all these. I saw like maybe one.
Yeah, I saw like the Condemned and like a few others.
Yeah, Condemned, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. Well, they don't have, Yeah.
What the hell are they doing? Why would they sound that off?
Yeah, seriously.
Look at that girl, man. She got a fat ass.
What, a grandmother?
No, that zombie.
Yeah, for a zombie, she definitely got a fat ass.
When's the last time you heard that?
Never.
They should throw something like that in these movies.
Yeah, they really should.
Just have like a necrophiliac or something on here. Just go around and start fucking some zombies and shit.
Give it time, they will.
That would make the show a whole lot better.
Yeah, it would.
Demon babies, well, zombie babies, or that. People fucking zombies.
Man, I should get this fucking Underworld unrated extended cut.
Which one? The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still yet to watch that last one, The Awakening. I got it on Blu-ray.
I saw it. It's actually pretty good.
Still yet to watch it. I have the other two too.
Jeez.
As for the Rise of the Lycans, I don't have that.
That one was okay.
I watched that on bootleg on the computer.
Yeah, I mean, it was not that bad. I mean, I guess
even that movie had a random sex scene.
Yeah,
the vampires.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But at least she's hot.
Oh yeah. Hey, kids, let's go back to school. Yay.
What?
they're trying to make their way to fucking L.A. to go to a fucking high school.
Why is everybody going to California?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the hell is so great about California?
I don't know.
The last show that was on, they were trying to go out there.
Yeah, man, it's supposed to be, you know, like the fucking last one, man. At the start, like, you know, like when they mentioned that the president was dead, I started fucking cheering for it.
Finally, Obama's dead.
Yeah, killed by zombies.
Shit, what was the name of that movie? Was it Olympus Has Fallen? Now, see, if something like that were to happen to the White House, that motherfucker would be gone.
Yeah, he would.
Like, for real, they broke into the White House in 3 minutes.
Yeah, he'd be done. He'd be dead.
All they did was roll up with a fucking garbage truck that lifted up and had, like, machine guns and shit. And some other crazy shit. And then like 3 minutes it took him to get in there, man. If that was actually happening, man, that'd be some crazy shit. I want to see Obama get shot up.
There we all do.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would. He's a fucking moron.
That's how you could celebrate Independence Day.
Or focus over Z-Day.
Z-Day?
Yeah. No.
I said yeah. shot up and shit. I didn't say killed by zombies.
No, but what do you think fucking Obama would do if he ran into a fucking zombie?
Feed him his gremlin.
Man, he is the gremlin.
I mean his wife. I don't know what he would do.
There we go, man. Fucking
he'd probably make the zombies share with everybody that didn't work hard for it.
There we go, man. I found Underworld and Underworld Evolution double feature up on eBay for $4.05.
Damn, there you go. That's a deal.
Hell yeah, free shipping.
Shit.
All right, this motherfucker.
$4, man. That's definitely a deal. Is it brand new?
Nah, not brand new. You know what?
Sure,
fuck it. $4.
Sure hope this ain't all scratched up or something.
Well, it said it was acceptable. That's the
acceptable.
Condition.
Man, I don't accept that as an answer for what the condition is.
I could always go with the other one. It's says very good condition.
Don't they have, like, pictures of it?
Well, not the disc, no. Just the case.
They should take pictures of that so people know they're not going to get ripped off.
Yeah, they should do that, but at the time, these people don't even think about that.
But hell, $4, that's a deal, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm going for it.
I bought the second one for $1.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad. That's not a bad deal.
It's mainly because it's old and it was used.
Well, makes sense.
So $1, I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm gonna buy this."
Yeah. Buy it now. Hell yeah, man. Fucking Rise of the Lycan. Fucking $3.
$3? See, cheap as hell.
Yeah, man. I think you come to fucking... buy it now. Always go with the fucking free shipping. I don't trust these motherfuckers. There we go, Underworld Awakening, fucking $8.
Man, I bought that brand new for $10 on Blu-ray.
This is $8 on for DVD.
I'm saying like back when it came out though.
Yeah.
That was a couple years ago, and I still haven't watched it.
That was just mega. Got some dude fucking selling, doing a two DVD movie lot. Underworld Awakening and The Breed.
The Breed? What the fuck is that?
It's like a vampire movie. But I'm definitely...
You can always go to Walmart and shit. They always have like a movie with like 8 films on it.
Yeah, they do. Oh, here we go. Fuck it. An Underworld Trilogy. It comes with Underworld, Underworld Evolution, Underworld Rise of the Lycans for $9.25.
What about the last one?
Nah, it doesn't come with that one yet.
Speaking of trilogies and shit, that Devil May Cry, right? That's 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah.
And then I saw right next to it, there's the fourth one.
Yeah, man, see, I told you about that one.
There's a fourth one, and then the one we have, is that the fifth one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw that they had the fourth one. I was like, well, how about that?
Yeah, I'm confused about this. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, why in the hell they were doing it that way, you know? I mean, they did the collection, which had 1, 2, and 3, and then they left 4 out of the collection.
Yeah. What the hell was that pizza? Where was that at? Was that Little Caesars, is it?
Probably.
That pretzel pizza? Was that Little Caesars or was that Domino's?
I've been Domino.
I literally just watched the commercial. But yeah, I found that Darksiders game too. I was going to buy it, but man, it was in that generic case, and I said, fuck that. And then I went right across the way to the store across from it, and they had the same game. They went $15 for, get the fuck out of here. $10 over there, bitch.
Seriously. Shit, man, for this one, man, I got this shit for fucking, what was it, fucking $10, $9.56.
$9.56? How did it come out to $9.56?
Let's see, cause it was $8.99, then you had the fucking...
Wait, hold on, are you like a premium card owner or some shit?
I am. I have the pro.
Oh, that explains it. Yeah, I just got that basic card.
Yeah, man, that fucking pro shit comes in handy.
How much you have to pay for that?
It's $14.
Do you gotta pay every month for that?
Not every month. They'll let you know once it expires, so that way they can renew it.
So wait, you just pay once and then that's all done?
Yeah.
See. And you said it's $15?
I was either 14 or 15, one or two.
But you don't have to pay anything after that?
No.
Dude, what the hell? What car is that, man? I want that car. There's a lot of room. Move the seats and shit.
Yeah, seriously.
It's an ugly ass car, dude. What the hell? Fuck that. I thought it was a decent one, girl. Not that piece of shit.
Alright, so I'm changing my mind here. I'm going with the fucking trilogy. I mean, I would go with the Legacy one that they came out with. Because they got all four discs.
That's all four of them.
Yeah, but it's like fucking $35.
Fuck that.
This is why I'm going with this one instead. $10 for the first three.
It's like Kung Fu Vampire, man. I want that T-shirt you got. It says "Dead Girls Don't Say No."
Hell yeah, man! I wouldn't mind that one.
Although, on his website, it's out of stock, so, bastard. Although, he is on tour with Twisted, and they're going to be October 28th.
Hell yeah.
I was like, man, I'm about to go to the show just to buy that T-shirt.
I'm going to go with this one instead. It's still a trilogy for Underworld, but this one comes with, it's a 3-disc DVD, and it's going to be Underworld, Extended Cut, Evolution, and then Rise of the Lycan.
You say three disc DVD?
Yeah.
And realize they made three disc DVDs.
It's three discs.
I just thought it was going to be all of them on the same disc. Or two discs.
No, I mean, it might be that way with... Oh, no, it's not like that with the other one either. But, yeah, once I figure out how to fucking... Yeah, I'm almost doing my fucking checkup, but I want to fucking remove this from my fucking basket, motherfuckers.
They said, nope, you gotta buy it.
Man, like, what the fuck?
Look at that dude. That dude got shot in the head with an arrow. Now he's a zombie, just stuck there.
Yep, Daryl was there.
How'd this motherfucker get shot if he has that gun?
I don't know.
What a scope and shit.
Yeah, man, like, how the fuck did
that
happen?
Oh, no. Look at that. Look at that fake ass shit. Didn't even cut his throat.
Nope.
Human safe zone. Bet you it's filled with zombies.
Yeah, it probably is.
So you played that Resident Evil game for PS3, right? Were any of those any good?
No.
So it's just like your typical PlayStation Resident Evil games that sucked ass?
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember playing those and getting lost and just being stuck.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that game is just not that good. Man, I don't want to pay for this shit, motherfucker. Cancel. Thank you. This one I'll pay for, the $9.95 one.
Oh, what's that? The WWE Network for Angel.
Yeah, just for him.
Yeah, now that I've returned that Prince of Persia game, now that store has two copies of that.
Really? Only two?
Yeah, because they didn't have that last time I was in there. But then I was looking at after I returned this one, and they had another copy in there. I was like, the fuck?
Damn.
It was for the same price, too.
Was it really?
Yeah. Fucking bastards.
Alright, fuck it. I'm going to buy me Resident Evil Extinction.
No, that one sucks.
Well... Yeah, I just want to add it to my collection. Yeah. And it's cheap. We're getting $3.
It is cheap, but the movie still sucks. Afterlife was good, though.
Yeah. Let me see here. There we go, fucking, really? And I should just go with this one. Fucking, it's, Resident Evil, Extinction, Apocalypse, and Afterlife, all in one, it looks like.
The fuck? That's weird. Not even the first one?
That's the first one. okay, dude's giving me all of them, okay. Okay, no, my, yeah, it is just three of them. Resident Evil, Extinction, Apocalypse, and Afterlife. Hey, it's for a fucking cheap. For all three of them, too? Fucking
look at that. Look at that. It said human safe zone, and I said, it's filled with zombies, and look. None of zombies.
Oh, man. These guys are so stupid.
Why the hell are they shooting them and they're turning, like, blue mist fucking to Jerry? I guess we could probably say somebody stealing money from the bank.
Yeah, they probably are.
That blue ink.
There we go, man. Fucking, I just ordered me that three disc fucking shit right there.
There you go.
Yeah, now I have every single fucking Resident Evil, Extinction. Even though I already had Apocalypse, so I'll probably find someplace to sell that one at.
And get like 50 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's the scene now, man. She's in the shower.
Yeah. Time for some zombie sex.
It's going down. Wait for it.
Fucking zombie dick falling off in her pussy.
look, here he comes. Look at that thing.
Oh, bud.
Well, I guess that's not happening.
Yeah, seriously. That's a letdown, too.
Where the fuck she get that?
I think she picked it up from the fucking place. At that fucking, pretty good store.
I just ran her over.
Yeah, man, fucking...
Oh,
yeah, that's
he's fucked.
Bob's dead. Bob's dead.
Black guy down. Oh, well, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. We got one last black guy left.
No, man, that's the only... Oh, yeah, we got the big black guy.
Yeah. You see his old man here.
Oh, yeah. I heard that shit in GameStop. The whole, how you can't buy mature games unless you're 18.
Yeah.
And then some lady was in there with some kid trying to buy a game. She's like, are you all right with the content and rating on this game or whatever? She's like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, really? Like, it's really that simple?
Apparently it is.
And I really don't see little kids coming in there buying video games anyway.
Yeah. Especially not games like that.
Well, there are some games that just say fuck a lot.
Bad. How about the fact I was at the mall today, but I'm fucking... I overheard like all these black guys talking about fucking going home and playing fucking Call of Duty. I'm like, yep, typical niggas.
Havoc's like, yeah, I'm going home and play Call of Duty too. Kill all your niggas.
Oh yeah, but before I forget, no show on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Man, it's only Saturday.
Oh yeah, I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know ahead of time.
Let's see. Wednesday.
Yeah,
better let Angel know too.
And fuck that, he wasn't even here tonight. He was in the room.
He wasn't here yesterday either.
Exactly. So what's the point telling him?
I think he stopped supporting us. He is now part of the infection, Muser.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, he was here in the room for a little bit, for like most of the show.
Man, don't even count. He doesn't even talk when he's in there.
No, he doesn't.
Talks to himself.
Yeah, and the voices in his head.
The voices in his computer.
Yeah, voices tell him, no, don't delete me.
Don't delete me. Fuck the admins of this page.
Just press Control-Alt-Delete and delete. And it'll work out perfectly.
Control-Alt-Delete. Stop the program.
Hell yeah, but this is going to kick us off here in a minute.
All right, peace.
Peace.